Proposal 3 for voting rights. Again, give us the synopsis here of what this is going to do if voters do approve it.
So this would amend the state constitution, Article 2, Section 4, and create a number of voting rights for the voters in Michigan. It would start by protecting the right to a secret ballot. It would ensure that military service members and overseas voters get their ballots in time for their votes to count. Provides that voters would have the option to use straight party voting. It would automatically register citizens to vote at the Secretary of State's office anytime they go in for a license or a identification card, but the people can opt out. You can say, I don't want to be registered, but it would start with the assumption that everyone comes in there wants to be registered. It would allow citizens to register to vote anytime up until the day of the election with proof of residency. It would provide registered voters with access to absentee ballot for any reason, and it would has a provision to ensure the accuracy and integrity of elections by auditing the election results. So it does a lot of things. All of those are meant around making it easier to register to vote and easier to vote.
Straight ticket voting has been an issue which has come up every, 15, 20 years or so in recent memory in the Michigan legislature, where the lawmakers have tried to put an end to it, and then voters hold a referendum on it. And then in this last go around, there was an appropriation attached to it, so voters didn't have that option. When voters have had the option of using a straight ticket to be able to vote just all Republican or all Democrat, have they used it in Michigan?
They have. It sort of varies by geography. Detroit voters tend to use it substantially more often than other voters. But our experience going back and looking at past elections, we find that if you look at a countywide level, anywhere from 30 to 60% of the people are using the straight party option. And depending on the geography, that's being used to favor the Republican Party in some places and the Democratic Party in others. When you take out the Detroit vote, which is very heavily towards the Democratic Party, and look at all the rest of the state, it's pretty close to even how many people are using this and how many of them are voting for the R's or for the D's. So it doesn't seem to favor one party or the other having this option available to them.
Are most of the things which are being proposed here for the Michigan Constitution in this Proposal 3 things which other states have implemented in one way or another?
The answer to that is yes, and some of them are things that we already have in Michigan. So the right to a secret ballot is already in our Constitution, and it would say within the same section of the same article that you have this right to a secret ballot, it would say it twice. The provisions for overseas voters, for our soldiers to be able to vote, that's in federal law, and there's nothing we can do about that. The use of the straight party voting is tending to go away. A lot of states are getting rid of that, so this would lock it in where other states are doing what's being proposed in Michigan. So it would lock that in place. The automatic voter registration, there's a number of states that have gone down this path. I don't know how much longevity this will have. Is this something that's going to pick up steam or sort of peter out at some point? But there has been a number of states that have gone down this route. The anytime voter registration is one that really stands out, that more and more states are moving that direction to allow up until election day or at least the week before, there's that movement in that direction. The no reason absentee ballot is something 37 states now have. And in Oregon, for instance, everybody votes absentee. There's not a place you can go on election day and wait in line and mark your ballot. Everybody receives their ballot in the mail and votes that way. And some states are thinking about online voting as an option for that. And the last one is the auditing of results, and that's found in Michigan law. It's probably not as strong as it should be, as we saw with the 2016 election. but it's pretty common. All the states provide some form of audit. This isn't a recount. This is an audit to have some security that the votes were counted right, the machines worked, and everything like that. It's pretty common, and you would suspect that's what we would want as a democracy. We want to know your votes are counted and everything was done on the up and up.
So the CRC report raises the question here of putting these issues into the state constitution, whether or not they're good policy or not, should they be in the state constitution? Now, if you believe they are good policy, what might be the problem with having these things actually enshrined in the Michigan Constitution as opposed to just a regular state law?
So anytime we put something into the Constitution, the only way to amend it, if it needs fixing, or to take it out, is to create another amendment to do that. And that requires either the legislature acting to put something on the ballot or going through and collecting petitions, as was done with this proposal, and then the people vote on it. Either way, the people have to vote on it. But it's a very cumbersome way of creating law. And so our point is, if you think back 50 years to when our Constitution was drafted, they never contemplated really the prevalence of absentee balloting or the opportunity to register up until election day and the mechanics of that. And there was really a attitude with the commission, the Constitutional Convention delegates, that something should be done legislatively, that this is the Constitution is to create the framework. It shouldn't have all the minutiae of running our government. So now if you think forward 50 years, what is the election process going to look like? Are we going to have some security that we could move to online voting? You know, it's hard to imagine what will happen in 50 years. And our point with asking this question is, does this constitutional provision preclude us from evolving, precluding us from doing what other states might be able to do because they can deal with this legislatively? Yes, it provides a great deal of security that the legislature won't tamper with it and the will of the people will be carried out. But does it become an impediment to evolution, an impediment to efficiency in the future? It's just something to think about.
Eric Lufer is the president of the Citizens Research Council of Michigan. As always, Eric, thank you very much for your time.
It was great to be back with you. Thanks for having the opportunity to do this.
Citizens Research Council's analysis of this year's ballot proposals can be found at crcmich.org. Links are also available at wmuk.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.